Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. We're live at the RSA conference in San Francisco. I have Randy Abrams and Jeff DeBrose from ESET. Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit, it's day three of the show now. What have you seen? What are some common trends or themes at this year's show?
Well, Jeff and I have been going to different sections of the show. This is a pretty big show. And one of the recurring themes I'm seeing is multi-factor authentication. In fact, we're upstairs at the ESET booth, and if you look to one side, there's phone factor with the slogan that because passwords just aren't enough, and they offer a variety of different phone verification methods. Looking at the other side, you've got another SecuNet, and they've got all kinds of multi-factor display cards and solutions. So we see a lot of that. And I'm also seeing a lot of data encryption, a service that will encrypt your data before you send it up to the cloud, encrypt your backups, encrypt pretty much everything that isn't already encrypted. So what are you seeing, Jeff?
So, you know, it's interesting because I've gone to a few of the keynotes and a few of the different sessions. And one of the things that I've heard in the keynotes and even at our booth and on the floor, everyone's talking about end user awareness. This is a recurring theme, and it's picked up a lot of steam. We're a security company, and we're an antivirus company. So we look at malware, we look at the binaries, we look at the desktop. But you look at what is the real weakest link here, and it's really the end user, and not just ESET identifying that, but from company to company, or policymakers, or other security professionals. Again, everybody's got this recurring theme on end user awareness helping reduce the amount of threats reaching the desktop or the number of victims.
So Jeff, I know you attended Howard Schmidt's keynote, the new cybersecurity coordinator. Can you tell us a little bit about that session?
Yeah, I think a lot of people went in there expecting a whole ton of new information or promises or policies. But Schmidt was very open and very forthcoming. I mean, he's trying to be as transparent as possible, and he's very new to his role. But what's impressive, obviously, is his background. He's been around security for quite some time. But he had several points or several objectives and priorities that were outlined. And three really stood out. One was resilience, which was really about securing the federal government and enterprise. But he also turned around on a second point and said, mentioned about securing the private sector, but specifically pointed out that the government is not going to secure the private sector, but outlined the importance of securing the private sector because, right now, if you look at critical infrastructure, at least 85% of that is owned by the private sector. So if the private sector isn't securing itself, we've got a fairly significant problem. And finally, objectives was around incidents response, which starts by simply providing different points of contact. A lot of organizations actually don't even know where to go to if they've been breached or if they're suffering some kind of a cyber attack. So he's trying to consolidate those different points of contact also into one or two or three larger points of contact, so there isn't this confusion around who do I contact if I have some kind of cybersecurity related event.
You know, this is a position that seems to have frequent turnover. Randy, what do you think Schmidt needs to do to be successful in this position?
I would say the number one thing is take frequent vacations, because he's going to be stressed out. This is going to be a really difficult job, and I think he's going to need to be extremely persistent. He's going to need a lot of persistence, and he's going to end up saying the same things over and over and over before things actually get done in some cases. He's going to have to hold his ground, but I don't think he's going to have a problem with that. I mean, he's had some pretty important positions with pretty large companies and has driven policies and directed things very, very well. So I think he's smart enough to know that he's not going to fix everything, especially not overnight, and pick his battles and do what he knows he can do well to affect a positive change.
Yeah,
really quickly, I just wanted to mention that, you know, one of the things that stood out, and it was a pretty simple statement, was at the very beginning, he said, we're not going to try to boil the ocean. So, you know, right off the top, you know, right off the bat, he wanted people to know, we're not going to sit here trying to solve all the problems all at once. And he even brought up the magic bullet. He said, we don't have a magic bullet or a silver bullet. So, you know, we're going to start, we're going to break this down into smaller components, just like any good, decent project management. And we're going to start attacking those smaller components. And ultimately, it'll form a larger picture of a more secure nation.
So on somewhat of a separate note, you know, as I walk up to the ESET booth, there's something in particular that stands up, and that is a kiosk with a laptop in it surrounded by live roaches and scorpions. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, that's pure marketing. We have an agency that came up with this clever idea. There's actually a laptop inside of it, and a lot of people call viruses and worms and trojans bugs, which technically they're not computer bugs, but so many people call it that we hired a professional bug handler. These bugs are well taken care of. And he set up this kiosk, and it's got the laptop and cockroaches. The bug handler actually will tell you the different kinds of roaches that are in there, because they're not all the same kind of roach. And this time there's some scorpions. And it really gets a lot of attention. People come to the booth, and it's an effective way to get to meet them and start telling them a bit about ESET. And I heard that one of the women that is hired by someone at another booth next to ours was complaining that the bugs were getting more attention than she was.
Well, I know, and some of the phrases on the laptop are, well, I thought I was downloading a song. And I think that goes back to your point, Jeff, of the education, that this really does show people that they need to be aware of this problem and that it does exist.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, our marketing department actually ended up calling this the Consequences Campaign. So that's what they're really trying to show, is these are the consequences of either irresponsible or bad actions, or just, you know, a little bit of ignorance on the end user part, or simply things like click fatigue, where somebody sees a pop-up, and the pop-up may even say something like, if you click me, your machine will be infected. And people tend to just want to get past all those dialogues. So this is kind of like a very, very, very visual example of you know, now they're trying to actually make it, you know, put it into perspective. So we don't see how bad the malware is, but now you look at these creepy crawlies and all of a sudden you're repulsed.
Right.
Well, Randy and Jeff, thanks so much for joining me live at this year's RSA conference. If you want to follow Randy and Jeff on Twitter, feel free to follow them at ESET Research. You can also look at the ESET blog for additional commentary on this year's conference. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.